I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
You know, Scott, you kind of led into the Q-tip a little earlier in the show. We kind of touched on it a little bit. But it's just talking about the state of the defense. It's something that's been talked about all week long here on the show, on multiple podcasts, nationally. Everyone's talking about the defense, how terrible it is. And, you know, you alluded to the fact that, hey, I think that they really, got coached up, you know, was really pushed in practice. And you know, they're going to obviously, or at least they say they're going to make some changes. So we should see something that's a little bit different, come Sunday. But I just think that these guys, more importantly than anything, Scott, I think they're going to go out there with that pride, man. Go out there and just know that, hey, right now we're the weak link on this team, and we're not going to be the weak link. Because as it goes in any sport, you are only as good as your weakest link. So if this weak link is going to be what it's been, at least last week, what it was against Tampa Bay, it's going to be all bad for the Raiders. So I think they know that. And I really do think that they're going to come out there with that sense of urgency, that sense of pride, and that sense of want to. And they're just going to get after it, and they're going to show who they can be and just really prove that what we saw on Sunday against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady was more of just a bad day in the office than what they're going to be consistently the rest of the way. At some point, man, it doesn't matter if you're a new dude in the league, if you're learning a new scheme, if you have injuries. At some point, man, you pull up your pants, you tighten up your belt buckle, and you just get after it and just go and just do what you know how to do. What got you to the league? Now that you're there, take that next step. I really honestly believe in this game. Everyone, kind of like what I said earlier, is talking about Myles Garrett and how much he's going to dominate the game. I think you're going to see a big game from Mad Max Crosby. I think you might even see 3 sacks from Mad Max. I didn't really want to put that number out there. Didn't want to put any pressure on him. I just think he's going to get into a groove, and that's exactly who he is. He's one of those guys that gets into a groove and gets lathered up, and once he starts feeling like, you can't stop me, then you really can't stop him. He just got to get going. I think that that's what we see on Sunday.
Nice. Bring in the fire. I love it, Q. And you know what too? I like your prediction with Max Crosby. I think it's time for him. And I think he was challenged a little bit by what he said in his press conference. It kind of spoke to me that maybe that fire was lit under all of them. But with Max Crosby, he's such a competitive dude that I just think, you know, and he wants to prove that
and last he's the
year,
guy.
And he's the guy. And he wants to prove that last year was not a fluke. And
right.
So I think he's heavily motivated. I also, and this is complete wishful thinking, I have no indication that it will be it, but I'm just going to look for, and I want to see so badly, Corey Littleton to have a big game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's something that's got to happen, man.
Yes.
And we talked about it multiple times this week that Paul Gunther just needs to sit down with him and say, hey, how do I make you great?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right now you're playing average at best. How do I make you great? What makes you comfortable? What makes you go? And just do it. Just as simple as that. Sometimes you got to get out of what you think that you know and how it has to be done and just kind of reinvent yourself and just do what makes the players that you have, the weapons that you have, you've got to be able to use them in the correct way and set it up, man, and set them up for success. That's what they got to do.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm going on record, and you can make fun of me if you want. Corey Littleton will get his first interception.
Okay.
In this game. Man, I think he's going to pick Baker Mayfield.
Man, I'm talking about 3 sacks. You're talking about interception.
I know.
They're going to come out looking like Tampa Bay. That's their stud defense.
I know. People are going to think we're like fanboys or something. But no, I just think, look, because the flip side of this coin, Q, in this game is that the Raiders absolutely play horrible. And if they do that, there's going to be, a meltdown and on the defense. And if that happens, that's bad for everybody. And I believe the Raiders, look, they don't make the right call on everything in this organization. But I do believe that the guys that they have in place – what they saw is there. For whatever reason, they haven't been able to get it out of them. But after last week, that was kind of the alarm clock going off. So if the alarm clock went off and nobody gets up, then there's bigger problems. And I'm not saying that necessarily even they have to win the game, per se. As long as they come out and they don't get run over and they don't give up third and 13s to Baker Mayfield when the game is on the line, I think that will set a tone for this team defensively as they start to get into the middle weeks of the NFL season where you really position yourself well for the playoffs and trying to get that wild card spot.
Exactly right. I just think that they're going to come out fired up. And they're going to keep it throughout the game instead of just, you know, little spurts here, a little spurts there. I think they really have been challenged. I think that's the best word. I think you said it right when you just said they've been challenged all week long by the coaching staff. And, you know, to see what these guys are made of. You always know what people are made of when challenges hit, when adversity hits. You know, how do you respond to it? That's how you know what the heart of a team is going to be. Some guys, they'll rise up and they'll overcome the challenge. And some guys will melt and crumble and fade away. And, you know, this will let you know who you're going to be after that performance that they did defensively last week. They come out and do something similar to that. Well, then that's probably just who they're going to be. And if they come out there on Sunday and step their game up and have a really good day and show what they can be, then you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel and that they're headed in the right direction.
Right. And what they need to do is they need to look on their own team and look at their offensive line, who's had more challenges than anybody on that squad. I mean, the stuff that offensive line has been through. And yes, the offensive line has had its bad moments, but overall what they've been able to do with constant injuries and the COVID stuff with Trent Brown and all that is a good example of what you have to do. It doesn't mean you're going to be the best offensive line with all those guys out, but let me tell you, when those guys like Sam Young and Denzel Good and all those guys and John Simpson, when they all subbed in and did good jobs, that's what that defense has to look at and says, hey, man, we're faced with this now. We got to go out and show people that we're not going to roll over. We're not some 0-6 team that's out of the playoffs already, and so we're not even going to think about it. We need to go off and show that, listen, we are professional football players in the National Football League. We wear that shield on the side of our silver and black helmets, and that shield comes with responsibility, the responsibility to go out and play hard and do the best that you can. And maybe it is the best that we can, and they've missed on these guys. I don't know. I don't think that's the case. I think you got to go out, and if it was me and I'm John Gruden, I have somebody in that locker room from the old school Raiders who comes in, rips some backside, and gets these guys fired up to go out there and win that game, Q. I really think that this is it. This is it. You got to be able to
do it. I think you go out there and you do exactly the opposite of what the Cowboys are doing. Because the Cowboys' defense has been statistically just as bad, actually a little bit worse than the Raiders. But they kind of all look and just point the finger and say, oh, well, it's the coach's fault. The coach stinks. We don't understand the system, the scheme. So we're just going to, just basically fail.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Raiders are cut like that. And I don't think John Gruden's going to allow them just to roll like that. You know what I mean? I think he's going to challenge them and Paul Gunther's going to challenge them. And I think these guys are going to step up to the plate where the Cowboys are going to do, like I said earlier, just kind of melt away.
That's right. Chucky needs to come out. It needs to be all Chucky all the time.
I need to go back to Hard Knocks. I need better execution.
Yeah, if we could only say that. All right, we're going to take our final break here. Appreciate you guys being with us. We'll take another couple score predictions if you want to get online to win that program from the Denver game coming up, the Raiders' next home game. 702-365-9200 is the number. Also coming up will be Vinny Bonsignor, who will join us live from Cleveland. We'll get a weather report for him first, and then we'll talk a little bit about what the Raiders need to do to beat the Browns and Baker Mayfield in Cleveland on Sunday. You're with Q and Scott here on Silver Black Today, Raider Nation Radio.